Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Are you still using light switches? That's very last century. The future involves talking to your tech at home, and lighting is the first step. More straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And if you've been on the fence, it may finally be time to invest in connected lighting. The technology is here, the setup is not excruciating, and the end result is nothing short of a futuristic convenience that is all of a sudden extremely doable. So let's get right into it. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist, Jeffrey Fowler, patching in from our San Francisco studio. Hey, Jeff.
Howdy.
So I'd love to just dive right into the do's and don'ts when it comes to connecting smart lighting in our home. So a good way to ease into this new life, for those of us maybe breaking in this concept, how do we get started with smart bulb lighting?
Yeah, a lot of people go wrong and end up hating their smart lights, or actually more specifically, their families end up hating
right.
their smart lights because they like dive into the deep end of the pool right away. And definitely don't do that. Start just in sort of the corners of rooms, ambient lights on bookshelves. And for this, you can use these connected light bulbs. There's a whole bunch of them out there. Philips Hue is the most famous. Those are the ones that I use. You can get versions that like make every color in the rainbow if you wanted. Actually, but you don't need that. You're fine with like the $15 kind of white light versions. And just use them as a way to add a little bit more style to your house. Actually, your house will seem bigger and look more beautiful, but don't put them in light switches that you have to operate all the time. Because the way that these smart bulbs work is to turn them on and off. The main way you do that is through an app. Nobody wants to use an app to turn on and off the light.
Right.
It gets older faster than Pokemon Go.
Right.
It got older. The other piece of advice is when you're doing these smart bulbs, don't ever really put them into lights where you have a wall switch. Because here's what happens. The bulbs, they get their smartness and they get the power to power themselves from the switch. So you flip off the switch, not only does the light go out, but the brains turn off too. And then you end up like nobody can figure out, how do I operate the light in this house? So just start small in the corners. You know, Philips Hue actually even makes these light strips that I love. I just put them in my bookshelves, behind the TV.
Those are great.
Everything looked a little cooler.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you can put then the idea is once you found these kind of corner areas for lights you don't really need to adjust yourself, then you put them on timers. So this is like the Christmas tree that you probably put on a timer with the old clackety kind of timer.
Mm-hmm.
But this you're doing with software. And the cool thing about software is it allows you to experiment a little bit more. You can adjust different times of day. Maybe you could have it come on when it notices your phone is kind of near the house. Or you can even adjust the color temperature. For example, in my house, to try to force me to go to bed at night, because I would rather just stay up, you know, working or reading or playing around,
mm-hmm.
I have the lights slowly turn a slightly more orange color and slowly dim themselves at my appointed bedtime, just so that I can I get that subtle cue.
Very
and
subtle. That's cool.
Yeah, the flip side in the morning, I have them wake me up.
Oh, that's perfect. So that's great, and that's still beginner stuff. So let's take things to the next level, talking to our lights. So some smart home tech is in order. What do you suggest as a good blueprint for setting this up? We have options. You know, there's Alexa, Google Home. Walk us through how voice assistance can make its way into smart home tech.
Yeah, Amazon's Alexa changed the game. In my house, nobody would touch any of my smart lights until Alexa came along. And she made it super easy. You just put an Echo speaker on your home network. It searches and can find various compatible smart lights of various kinds. And then you can group them into rooms. And then you can just say to Alexa, Alexa, turn off the lights in the living room. And they turn off. Or you could say, you put other groupings together. Or you could even say, Alexa, set the lights in the living room to 50%. And obviously, you know, you're never really going to beat the convenience of going up to a wall switch and switching it off. But there are times and places where it is actually much more convenient, like when you're wearing a Snuggie and you're ready to watch your movie, to just speak at your lights, or even just to make the whole house turn off all at once.
That sounds great.
Just by giving a command when you're ready to go to bed.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler about smart home tech and smart lighting in particular. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening. So we talked beginner stuff. We talked next level stuff. Let's talk going all in. Let's get level three with this. Connected switchers and dimmers. Basically swapping out old dimmers, swapping in new connected ones. Is it as tough as it sounds? It sounds like a tall order, but walk us through it.
Yeah. I mean, I resisted this for a long time because it sounded like, oh my God, who wants to like get an electrician in and put in new light switches in your wall? But remember we were talking before about the problem with the bulbs cutting out when someone hits the switch. Like, listen, humans, at least for the foreseeable future, are going to be used to operating lights through wall switches.
Mm-hmm.
But those aren't incompatible with smart lights. In fact, they can just be part of the equation. Lutron sells these ones for about $60 that they still work and look like regular wall switches. So nobody has to like learn how to use an app or program or even talk to Alexa. You can just hit the switch. But when the light goes off, the lights don't lose their magical programmable capabilities. So they can still come on their own on a program or do whatever you want to with them. I thought this was going to be a big deal, but I actually found an electrician on Thumbtack. He came to my house and did replaced six of them in under an hour. So
wow.
it's really a doable thing. And once it happened, the cool thing is now like pretty much most of the lights in my house are now in on the game. You can do a lot more stuff when even that overhead light that you sort of habitually press in the morning to turn on can be a part of it. Like you can literally turn on and off the whole house lights at once if you wanted to. Or you can set a program to confuse burglars. Or you can set a scene, which is a mood that goes across the entire house or an entire room, including the overhead lights. And in my house, we have Austin Powers mode, which sets the lights to a little dimmer and then adds a little bit of red color.
Love it. Love it. There's so much you can do. So I encourage everyone to check out Jeffrey's video at WSJ.com/tech. Jeffrey, awesome tips as always. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
So ends another tech news briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.